Sept County Hearing Examiner. Today, for the record, is Thursday, October 26, 2017. We have two matters on the agenda. One is a conditional use permit continuance, or it's a reopening of the hearing on traffic issues only. It's for a church. The second matter is a CUP for a commercial development. I'm thinking about, right now it's the order on here is for the church first and then the commercial development. I'm wondering if we should switch the order of those. The reason being there was a pretty detailed comment from the city of Port Orchard on the church CUP. And if we flip the order, that might give county and the applicant a little bit more time to take a look at that. And it doesn't look like the commercial facility, in terms of looking at the record, will be particularly lengthy. Are there any thoughts, county staff, on that?
I haven't had a chance to speak with the applicant. Staff is certainly ready to go with regards to the continuance. I'm not sure if the applicant is aware that the city submitted something to us late yesterday afternoon. We have forwarded it to them, but I'm not sure that they've had a chance to review it.
Okay. Have you had a chance to make sure I capture you on the microphone? And just state your name for the record.
Joseph Parkinson, representing Living Hope Church. I did see it just this morning in my email. Okay. So, but if the county's ready, I think we can move forward. It just was frustrating that all of the requests by the city for late documentation and postponement, then they would do the same thing. So,
yeah, well, that's why I was wondering if it might. I'm inclined to reverse the order here, the commercial facility first, and that'll at least, I mean, either one, I don't think either matter is going to take particularly long today. But it would give you a little extra time to take a look at the comments that they've raised in case there's anything.
Yeah, it's basically between the city and the county. It's you know, an issue that they have with each other, and we're kind of caught in the middle of
it. Yeah, and that is my concern, because yeah. I do not think one pot project should sort of be a pawn in a larger battle. I do know there is a larger battle going
exactly.
on there.
So if the county's ready, I mean, we're ready for that. I mean, there's not a lot that we can add to their arguments, okay. Their disagreements. So.
Okay. Thank you. I think I will go ahead and flip the order. That will, if the city and county wish to take that opportunity to discuss the matter amongst themselves, and if there are any grounds for consensus, that would be great. I don't think that's happened to date, but flipping the order would at least provide that opportunity. Would note on the traffic impact analysis that the applicant had submitted, the very last page of that, it looks like there is an impact fee calculation on that. So y'all might take a look at that very last page of their impact fee analysis. And it looks like the number, if you run it out, actually comes higher than the number that the city had. So anyway, just something that to note on there. Yes.
We will step out in the hallway, the city and county.
Okay.
And we'll be ready when you are ready.
Okay. And what we'll do, we'll take a recess and I'll send the clerk out. So don't worry about where we are. And okay. All right. With that resolved, we will take CUP 1605577. This is for a commercial building development. The way I usually run these, for those of you who haven't been before me before, is that we'll hear from staff first. They'll provide a summary of the proposal. I do have the staff report and exhibits and have taken a look at those. And then after that, the applicant can provide additional detail that they would like to provide on the project. We'll open it up for public comment. Then there will be an opportunity for both county staff and the applicant to address any comments that arise. And then after the record closes, if that's today, sometimes records continued, but if it's today, then a decision will be out within 10 business days. So with that, who's presenting for the County Planning Department today? Good morning. Your name for the record?
My name is Jeff Smith.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Thank you.
I'd like to include exhibits 1 through 31 into the record.
Okay, those are admitted.
And then I'd like to include the exhibit 32 for the PowerPoint presentation.
Okay, that is admitted.
My name is Jeff Smith. I'm representing the Department of Community Development. And this proposal today is to will expand the amount of retail floor area in North Kitsap County. The JW Group, the applicant is requesting a conditional use permit to construct two commercial buildings, which will be 4,800 square feet and 7,200 square feet. They were both were going to be 6,000 square feet apiece, but there was an alteration made to make one larger than the other, and it's still within the amount of floor area that was originally asked for.
Okay.
So staff views that as a minor adjustment. The request or the buildings are going to be located in rural commercial zone, and the applicant hasn't identified a particular renter or lessees for the property. So there's the applicant has identified a range of uses that would be permitted within these buildings within the rural commercial zone. The project includes off-street parking, landscaping, includes mitigation to the critical areas, and that's consistent with Title 19. These commercial buildings are required to be reviewed through a conditional use permit within this zone, and the intent is to review compatibility with the adjacent residential neighborhood. The project was reviewed through the standards of Title 17, the zoning code, Title 12, the stormwater manual, and that's to determine if the project is physically suitable for the site. The hearing examiner is the review authority pursuant to Title 21. The responsible official under the State Environmental Policy Act issued an addendum on this project. There was a previous land use action on this property for a much larger project, and this falls below the thresholds of that environmental determination. And that was issued on July 15th, 2010.
Did I see in the addendum that the conditions on that are also applicable to this?
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
Especially with the critical areas.
But there's nothing that I need to do in that regard. The conditions are in terms of the CUP or what's in the are proposed as is what's in the staff report.
That's correct.
Okay. Got it.
Subject property is located at 15232 Silverdale Way, Northwest. It's within the Paul's Bow proximity. It's in North Kitsap County. The subject property is, I've seen it two places in the application being 3.03 and 3.10, but approximately it's 3 acres. In size, it's irregular shaped. It fronts on Silverdale Way, and it's south of State Highway 308. This property involves two tax lots. This is what's in the Kitsap County Assessor's records right now. Identifies the right-of-way to the east as far as Levin Road. It's undeveloped right-of-way, and also identifies the salmon stream. So the subject property is 085 and 090. This is a critical areas map showing that the stream and the steep slopes. The west side of the subject property is in grass, and then the other half is in brush and vegetation, as far as trees, and it also it slopes down to the stream, and then there's another slope that comes from Levin Road down to the stream on that side. The property has a comprehensive plan designation of rural commercial. The zoning is also rural commercial. And I wanted to say that there is a Category 3 wetland that's been identified or been delineated in the county right-of-way. And on the stream, there has been a wildlife habitat management plan prepared as the original project. And the project is consistent with all those setbacks and buffer standards. This is an aerial imagery from the county assessor, or excuse me, parcel information. Identified showing the Levin Road to the east and the vegetation around the stream corridor, and then to the west, the open area, as far as the grass along Sordell Way. This property in along the frontage also includes a high-pressure sewer main along Sordell Way. It's a distribution line to Brownsville's sewer treatment plant. The applicant's proposing to tap into that sewer line for sewer service. What I can tell is that there's only two ERUs that are being granted to the applicant. There's no expansion permitted of additional sewerage in this area because it is a rural area. The agreement was issued prior to the property being designated rural. It was designated highway tourist commercial, and I believe that's when that was originally awarded to the applicant. One ERU was given to the property to the south. There was a total of three. The buildings will be single-story construction. The applicant has said that there'll be wood siding. From the description of the buildings, that would be like a shed roof. And again, as far as this is allowed to go in as a conditional use, but it's conditioned for rural compatibility. The code allows up to 9,900 square feet for retail building area. The project was reviewed pursuant to the development regulations in the density and dimensions table and also the design standards within the Title 17. And that would be 17420030. And that would involve the setbacks, access, stormwater facilities, landscaping, off-street parking. So the first item is the building height and buffering around the project. The subject property includes a natural vegetation buffer around the site. There's a 50-foot setback from the north, and the applicant's proposing landscaping along the front and also landscaping along the north where there's a void of natural vegetation. And this landscaping plan helps the project become more compatible with the rural environment. As far as exterior lighting, any exterior lighting is required to stay at the property line. Staff does recommend at building permit to include downcast lighting where possible and any kind of recessed fixtures. Whereas there's not going to be any commercial activities that occur outside based on what's demonstrated in the site plan. It all will all occur within the building. The only outside activity will be off-street parking. There's a requirement as far as one egress per 300 linear feet. The applicant is proposing a driveway off of Silverdale Way. It'll be shared between the two buildings. And also, it'll be shared with the adjacent property or abutting property owner to the south. The property owner and the south property owner have entered into an easement agreement, and they've readjusted that access onto Silverdale Way. So when the property owner comes in, from the south comes in for permits, that will, they will also use that same access, and that will limit the number of accesses on Silverdale Way and won't create a public safety hazard, or if it's a concern as far as the level of service on the roadway, it should be limit that. The off-street parking, there are 46 off-street parking spaces being provided. Because the applicant doesn't know specifically what use is going to be going in, so we look at the most intensive uses possible. Based on the analysis by the applicant, that 36 spaces are required based on looking at the range of uses that, and the square footage of the building. Following the logic and how they calculated that, looking at the most intensive at one space per 200 square feet down to one space per 300 square feet for low volume commercial uses, and then the professional office buildings, it is consistent with off-street parking standards. As far as landscaping, 50% of the site is required to be landscaped, and the applicant's providing 75% of the site in landscaping as far as natural and or planted landscaping. And as I'm going to show as the landscape plan later, is that the landscape plan is integral to the wildlife habitat management plan as far as providing natural vegetation that complements the critical areas. And what this does is consistent with the goals and policies of the comprehensive plan as far as rural compatibility. Zone, with this particular project, the landscape plan is integral as far as how that is fits into the rural environment as far as mitigating any visual impacts. This is an example of what could go there. It's included in the record. This is the landscaping plan. It includes pretty heavily landscaped vegetation around the critical area buffer, along between the building and the critical area, and includes landscaping along the north property line and then also along Silverdale Way. All these should help limit any potential visual impacts, and if there's any other associated impacts as far as light, noise, etc., there might be some mitigation with that. There are not any adjacent property owners abutting the property line, so don't expect to be any additional impacts beyond the property line at this point. And consistent with the rural policies and the comprehensive plan, this project does comply with those policies, and staff recommends approval with the 49 conditions of approval.
Okay, thank you. And did the applicant want to provide some supplemental information on their proposal? Good morning. Your name? Morning.
Levi Holmes.
Holmes, and yes. You swear to tell the truth today?
Yes.
Just got a PowerPoint here. I'm going to
set up. Did you want to enter that into the record, or is it just illustrative?
Just illustrative.
Okay.
Restarting.
I don't know if it'll let me stop it. Oh, okay. Do you want to recess for 2 minutes while the
sure.
Technical stuff gets sorted? All right. We'll go into recess for about 2 minutes.